Dr. Jana Rumono, Director General for Preventive Health Services at South Sudan's Health Ministry, says the negative results are of samples taken from a suspected case in Nimule town of Eastern Equatoria State and another in Yambio capital of Western Equatoria State. Dr. Rumono says one other sample of a suspected case in Ye is still under investigation. Last week, one person died of suspected Ebola virus disease in Kajokeji before health officials could collect samples for investigation to determine the cause of the death, says Rumono. Dr. Rumono says while there are no confirmed cases of Ebola virus disease in South Sudan, the public should remain vigilant, noting the risk of the disease spreading into the country is high from neighboring Uganda.
The risk is still there. The cases in Uganda are increasing, and the area affected are also increasing. I think now there are five districts affected. So there is still risk because there are people still traveling from Uganda to South Sudan. And the incubation period is quite long. It ranges from 2 days to 21 days. That means if the if a person gets in contact with a confirmed case in the affected areas in Uganda, the person can travel to South Sudan and cross without being detected.
Dr. Rumono says the patient in Ye has recovered and none of the contacts have developed any symptoms. Contacts of the suspected case in Kajukeji are also being followed. None have developed any symptoms, Rumono says. He says the public should focus on more preventive care, including frequent hand washing. He also says people should avoid getting in contact with someone who is sick with Ebola virus disease symptoms, such as high fever, diarrhea with blood, vomiting blood, or blood oozing from different openings of the body.
Let us be vigilant, both in healthcare facility and in communities. The symptoms of EVD is high-grade fever and bleeding tendency. If there is anyone with that kind of symptom and sign, our public health emergency operation center is working, and our toll-free call 6666 is working. Just call that number and our rapid response team can respond to investigate the case.
Dr. Rumono says the government continues to practice surveillance efforts, including monitoring across the country. South Sudan does not conduct Ebola testing due to inadequate facilities, but Rumono says the health ministry has imported reagents in preparation to start conducting lab tests within the country.
We receive reagents for testing yesterday, and our National Public Health Lab and the Lab Technical Working Group are assessing the facility, and we will get a result from them hopefully today as to when will we start testing in the country.
Uganda is struggling to contain an Ebola outbreak, which was first confirmed in the central district of Mubende on September 20th. Health officials have so far reported 63 confirmed and probable cases, including 29 deaths. As of Wednesday, 10 healthy workers had been infected. 4 of them have died. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.